You wouldn't expect to hear the sound of a piccolo echoing through the halls of Great Expectations School in July, but sixth grader Rio Terstig and flute instructor Eric Hahn are taking some time out of the hot summer day to play some songs. Rio says getting a piccolo changed how he wanted to approach music.
My auntie Susan got it for me. I played flute like for 2 weeks, then got the piccolo and left the flute behind.
Hahn says that the bright and lively piccolo matches Rio's personality.
Oh yeah, he's pretty intense. He's a great guy, but yeah, he's very intense. He's fun. He's got a lot of energy, and he comes in like he knows what he wants to do and wants to play, yeah. You know. And so it can be, you know, you got to keep the passion going and at the same time make progress. So
these lessons are part of the Graham Murray Music Collaborative Student Lessons Program, where Cook County musicians instruct a number of local youth and a variety of instruments. Hahn is a math and science teacher here at GES, but was already giving music lessons. He's experienced in all sorts of woodwind instruments.
Yeah, I started last year. I had a saxophone student who was making good progress. Unfortunately, he moved away. I just threw my name in the ring, you know, as a teacher who was interested, and then as the students kind of bubble up, and you know, they let the collaborative know they're looking for a teacher, and then they contact me.
Well, Mr. Haas, my band teacher, I saw it on his bill on his like poster board thingy-mo-bobber, and then I asked my mom about him, and she signed me up for him, and I've been doing him for about 2 months now. Since like 3 weeks before the end of school till like then, I'm still doing them now.
Do it real slow. Do ta ka ta ka.
Rio is an avid hockey player as well, getting ready for hockey camps as well as taking lessons with Hahn. He says he's already had an opportunity to play piccolo in school.
We had a concert at the end of the year, and he had me play piccolo for 3 of the songs because the songs are like Yankee Doodle, I've Been Working on the Railroad, and some other peppy song, so it would sound good in it. It was fun.
Rio says he didn't like starting with the flute, but the piccolo appeals to him because he tends to like miniature things in general.
I like piccolo because it's like more high pitch, and I like small things. I like small dogs and stuff. I like small things, and it's more like it's easy. You get quicker, faster. For me, I can get quicker, faster, higher notes. I do not play like playing low notes. I like playing quick, high notes.
Is it harder to play lower notes?
Lower notes on the piccolo are really hard because this is my lowest. You have a note like 5 spaces below the line on flute, and then you have it. That's like your lowest note on flute or something, and then on piccolo, your lowest note is 1 space under the line.
Oh, I gotcha. Play your lowest note. I just want to hear what it sounds like.
Either a C or a D.
But sometimes putting things in smaller packages makes them more difficult.
Knowing how much smaller the finger gaps, the fingers are on the piccolo versus the flute,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to like transition like right on the bat. I need like 5 minutes to warm up on each one.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because if I'm playing the flute, I'm used to having my fingers which spread out, and then I have to get them all close together on the piccolo because it's, let's just say, much smaller.
But you like it smaller.
Yeah.
The piccolo is very similar to the flute. It's exactly 1 octave higher in pitch, but less than half the length, usually colored black instead of silver. And Rio knows that higher register can come with some difficulties.
Getting the right pitch. Most notes are easy to keep in 1 octave, but there's some notes that are hard to get in a different octave. Like a C is easy in a lower octave, but it's really hard to get in a higher octave.
Can you play a low and a high one for me?
Like, should I play a super low C or just a middle C?
I want to hear all 3, actually. Let's hear all the Cs.
Here's the lowest one. Here's the second lowest. Ooh, and then this one might hurt your ears.
Han is quick to point out that Rio's preference for piccolo over flute is rare, even among professional musicians.
You know, it's funny that he just jumped onto the piccolo because a lot of flute players really struggle with the piccolo, and it's something that they kind of push away and only pull out when they absolutely have to. It is harder than the flute. It's hard to get a good tone. It's hard to play in tune. And it's hard to play with control, you know, and not just blast everyone's eardrums. So I think whether or not he comes back to the flute or plays both or whatever, it's really going to be good for his embouchure. It's really going to be, you know, we can learn music on anything. So I'm fine if he's excited about the piccolo, we'll play the piccolo. But I think it can only make him a better flute player in the end, too.
Embouchure is the way a woodwind player places their mouth and lips on the mouthpiece of an instrument. That, along with breathing, are some of the key factors of studying the flute and piccolo.
We're working on a little of everything, you know, building his tone, building his technique, and learning some different songs and you know, the more musical side of phrasing and breathing and that kind of thing. But, you know, he also brings some tunes that he has found on his own that he wants to work on. I mean, the band method books that we're using, a lot of the tunes are recognizable, a lot are not, but they're definitely not from like current era and more popular music. And so Rio sometimes has brought in things that he likes listening to.
Rio, what have you brought in to listen to or tried to play?
Well, I did try the Final Countdown theme.
Yes.
I can only get halfway through the song before I fail terribly or something like that. And then I guess I've tried the Incredibles theme, mm-hmm. The Moana theme.
Han himself is well-versed in a variety of musical genres. He plays with a number of jazz ensembles in the county, as well as a Celtic music group.
Is Rio going to be playing any Irish tunes?
Oh, if I have my way, he will. But we'll see. Actually, I was going to bring a whistle for him to start playing with, too, because it's small and it's high, and so I think he'd like it. It's a lot easier than the piccolo, frankly.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is, even.
All right.
Han says that as a teacher, he enjoys seeing students learn little by little.
Watching students grow is just about the most amazing thing. I mean, whether it's in math or in music, it's really a treat. You know, I think as a father, you know, I get to see my son grow, but I see him every day, and so it's really incremental. But you know, you can go a week or two between meeting with a student and just, you know, you can be really surprised by the growth.
As for Rio, he may not have the confidence yet, but he is seeing some growth in his own musical ability.
You think you're getting a lot better?
Yeah. Well, I've never been great, but I'm probably never going to be great, but it's a work in progress.
That's right.
It does take some practice. It takes a lot of practice, actually. It's hard at first, but then it gets easier as you go along.
Amazing. That's how it works. It's just like hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You get better.
Yeah.
For WTIP, I'm Will Moore.